called Art Teacher, Rufus Wainwright on 91.3 WYSO. And one of my favorite artists all the way around is joining us in the studio today. I'm so pleased to welcome the founder, and I'm going to call her the proprietor, also my friend. She's Jerry Stannard. Jerry, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
You have not just changed sort of the way people interact with art, but you've changed something very near and very recently that we've been keeping an eye on just right there in Twin Towers. In addition to all the great things you've done, you have made a portion of my drive home just so much more wonderful. And you can see a video of that, by the way, if you check out our site as we're building it out for our local lore reinvention. But Jerry Stannard, it's just, I marvel at what you do with art. It's been nearly 20 years ago that you founded the K-12 Gallery, and it has its home now on 5th Street, right in our beautiful gem city. Can you tell us a little bit about how that started? What was your notion, and how did you gather the resources and the people together?
Oh, gosh, that's a great story. Back in 1993, it was the summer, it was really hot, and I was visiting a friend in who went to State College, Pennsylvania. She asked me to volunteer at an art festival that children were in charge of, and I was just going to be an art teacher, a full-time art teacher for the Dayton Public Schools at the time, and kind of like the opportunity to see what other kids were doing. Nikki, there were 150 children that had their card tables and their little flower and press stationery and their balloons filled with sand for paperweights. And that was really inspiring. So I think the inspiration originated there. And when we came back to Dayton, there were there were some vacant spaces in the Oregon District. And a friend of mine said that I could use the space to exhibit my own artwork, which I had spent all summer creating. Mm-hmm. So I had about 28 pieces that I showed along with a dentist friend. And he's from Yellow Springs.
Hey.
Yeah, his name is Dennis also.
Dennis the dentist?
That's right.
No kidding. That's great.
And so we had about 150 people come to the show.
Nice.
Including Jim Nichols, who was a writer for the Dayton Daily News at the time. And he said, well, what are you going to do with the space after you take your show down? And I told him, I'll make it an art school, an art gallery for kids. And he said, great, I'll be back Monday morning for a full story.
Aww.
So the plan originated literally all day Saturday and Sunday, and Monday, there you go. There was the business plan.
I love it. How nice. I mean, because it's clearly a great suggestion, and I appreciate that you sort of just grabbed it. And went. So that's been nearly 20 years ago. You're over on 5th Street now. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that space.
Yes, we're at 510 East 3rd Street, and we're in the Cannery. It's a beautiful section of our downtown Dayton business scape. And we have 6,000 square feet of space. 3,000 is dedicated to K through 6th grade, and then 7th through 12th grade and adult is our new space called Tejas.
And before we get too much longer, further into that, because I want you to describe this Tejas notion, which is beautiful. We were talking just before we came on. But this weekend, tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, is a pretty special event for the gallery. It's a big opportunity to be a fundraiser, but also to be a very sort of hands-on, eyes-on, there as it's happening, art experience, and you call it an art off. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, gosh, for 18 years we'd been thinking and trying to figure out a fundraiser that fit our personality specifically, because we're all about process.
Love
we're
it.
Not about the end result. We couldn't have an art ball, a black tie event for what we do, because everybody ends up with paint or clay somewhere on their clothing before they leave. You know, it's a messy studio environment. So the idea actually came from one of our former students who lives in Chicago, and he was one of my artists in training, the after-school program kids. He was one of my students 19, 20 years ago.
Look what he went off and did.
I know. He sent me a note on Facebook, and it was him acting out something similar to an art-off. And then I brought it to our very small fundraising committee, and they thought, wow, this would be perfect for us. So it's really our signature event. It's an Iron Chef-like competition, but for visual artists and or theater artists, musical artists. Anyone can participate. And those that think they're creative, have the opportunity to compete.
Now, the spots are already filled, though. There have been people that have moved through. This is the third round.
That's right. Yeah. We've had over 200 artists participate. It's just been amazing.
Oh, that's so great.
And we've narrowed the selection down. Each event has 3 to 4 rounds each month that we've done these prior rounds. And we've narrowed it down to 16 finalists, including the reigning champion, Donovan Hahn. He's ready to fight in battle, I tell you.
You can find out more about this amazing event and about this art battle that's taking place tomorrow night in our fair city at 7 until 10:30 p.m. tomorrow. You can point your browser to k12gallery.com. That's the letter K, the numerals 1-2, and then gallery, k12gallery.com, and find out more about this event. So like an Iron Chef, there, you give them material. Is that it? Here's these materials. See what you can do.
That's right.
I love it.
We have stages set up. There's 3 rounds that will take place tomorrow night. And then we'll have 3 selected. The judges will choose 3 artists from each round to give us the final round that will compete with the reigning champion. And the 3 finalists will win this awesome sculpture created by Hamilton Dixon.
And who is a noted,
nationally known metal sculptor.
Right here in our beautiful neck of the woods.
Yes. He did the beautiful iron railing at the Dayton Art Institute and the railing that's at the airport that kind of encompasses the coffee house there. He's a friend of mine, so I call him a metal mangler. He's always been known as that to me, not really as a metal sculptor, but he's a metal mangler. Ham bone, and he's actually making 6 sculptures. And the funny thing is, they're called a knot, K-N-O-T, because he ties knots into thick wrought iron pieces and, you know, heats it up really hot, and then he turns it and twists it and hammers it. So these awards are really, that's really special.
Oh, nice.
Everybody's really interested in the battle, all the artists that are the finalists.
We're talking with Jerry Stannard, the founder and heart and soul, it seems to me, of the K-12 Gallery. Again, the very cool event, the second annual Art Off. It's the finale and a fundraiser for the K-12 Gallery. Is tomorrow from 7 until 10:30 p.m. That's right there at 510 East 3rd Street in beautiful downtown Dayton. Now, it'll be at the space. It'll be right there where this work is done. And the original K-12 Gallery, you have the Tejas next door. And tell us a little bit about how this beautiful collaboration came about.
Gosh, Tejas has just been a real encourager, and it's been incredible for us. It allows us to teach Tejas, the acronym stands for Teen Educational and Joint Adult Studio, but Tejas also means welcome friends in Spanish, and it also means Texas. And then if you are a yoga enthusiast, it means fire and luminosity from within. Mm. So the title really encompasses what we do also, which is really cool. There's teen classes. That's where all the high school students go to make incredible art, and adults. So we have classes every Saturday from 11 to 1 and 1:30 to 3:30. All 4 studios are rolling, and all 4 studios offer a different media.
So can it be said that there's an aspect to what this work that you do in the K-12 Gallery that sort of picks up where, for whatever funding reasons or whatever the school system has, this is a really nice complement? Was that part of the thinking when you set out?
Yeah, we have hundreds of children that come out on Saturdays for decades, and the parents would always come, and they'd wait in our kind of nice entryway, and they'd watch their children make art.
Make small talk.
And it just seemed real natural that you would give parents an opportunity to make, to create stuff too while they're there. Their children, they might not be creative themselves.
We all have an artist's heart, right?
Exactly. And keeping that right brain, that creative brain flowing and open is the success to any problem. You know, you talk about all the problems that we face. If people would just engage in the right brain a little bit more, millions of problems would be solved. It's just, but we don't take the time to do that. And people don't understand the power of the right brain if they would just open it up a little bit. They just don't
understand. That's a good album title, The Power of the Right Brain. Think about it, and it's true.
It really is.
There going to be some powerful right brains tomorrow. Again, it gets underway at 7. It goes until 10:30 in the evening. It's at the K-12 Gallery Tejas space there at 510 East 3rd Street in downtown Dayton. You can find out about purchasing a ticket at k12gallery.com. You can get them there. Mm-hmm. Can you show up, or are you asking
and
people
to? Yeah, you can show up at the door, too.
Yeah. Now, if let's just say, in general, if someone's thinking about, you know, that sounds interesting. That's really cool. Might be something me and my children might be interested in. What would be the best time to come by or to stop by? Is it just open?
We've had a preview show this whole month, and that's been pretty cool. We also had two children's art offs because the kids want to battle just as much as the adults do. So in September and October, we had two art off events for kids in grades kindergarten through sixth grade, and they all won these creative intelligence stickers and portfolios, and we're going to make a Knott Award for them next year, too. This is our first year doing that, but this is our second annual Art Off competition and fundraiser, so it's so cool. There's 100 pieces of art. This year's theme is inspired by master painters, so the artists that are coming tomorrow night, the 16, one of which is Ken Lee. He's a firefighter for Dayton, the city of Dayton.
Yay!
Yeah, Ken. He's been practicing, and boy, is he carrying his paintbrush high.
And it's going to be made tomorrow. It's made tomorrow on site in the course of the 7 to 10:30.
That's right.
This is art in the moment. It's like a sustained moment. It's not something, that was nice, made sometime. Not that there's
anything wrong with art.
But you get to be there. And so, like, in a way, if you attend this event, a little piece of you is in the art.
Exactly. It's very spontaneous. It's full of passion. And it directly involves the viewer because people can talk to the artist as they're working. And all of the pieces, what sets our fundraiser apart from all the others that are going on is that it's an experiential fundraiser. The live auction is to auction off all the pieces that are created that night, including the three finalists that win. So the fundraising part is the stuff that people get to see being made right before their eyes.
Talk about immersion.
Yeah.
Got that feel to it. Jerry Stannard, thank you for talking with us today. Thanks for coming out to Yellow Springs and hanging with us in the YSO studio. And thanks for this good work you do.
Thank you,
Nikki. I like the spirit of you.
I love your spirit too, Nikki.
We're all in this together one way or another.
That's right.
And you can go be a part of it, really, a part of art being made, and think of a little slice of your energy being in the finished product. You can find out more about this event and also about the great programs that are offered year-round at the K-12 Gallery and Tejas. It's online at www.k12gallery, that's the letter K, the numerals 12, gallery.com, and connect yourself to a pretty cool art vibe in the Miami Valley. Jerry, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki.